What's it says? The Baal Aedo Alaymar, Sunami Alaoli, Anosho Ashama, Edam Antigo Bukhla Shalem, Pitti Safa Bukhla Khatosan, Khatoisam. The Yolo Mial Mishkan Kura, Dosan Vavim, Misov, Dosan Vavim, Yotan Itsovim, Pesach Oleim, and Shem, the name of Tapos. Pasuk says, "Leviol miyamishkan kor dosim vaavir misaviv, the dosim vaavir yotz misav pes olam nishem v'neim tapo." They have all three mentioned over here. What's in the nishem v'neim tapo? Boy, the eyes of Rashi. Kama kosha machloikis. How strong is machloikis? The beis nishol mata in orchin elachi of the ishtei sairis. Beis nishol malo. He's only Oynesh, or should he stay Cyrus? Bezomata. Ubezomalo, there's some Shona. The Khan of Du'af Yonke Shadan. So this is the message of Chum Rashi that Med, when the Adas Kerch was destroyed, was swallowed up, was devoured by the earth, it was not only the men, it was not only the women, so to say, also the women are older. Because even the babies that got swallowed up, got destroyed, children of Kerach. And the question is, the deep question is, what's the pshat? Why are the kids, these little babies being devoured? Adas Kerach is not only the elders, the women, even the little children. And it needs to be beer, what's the pshat? That we find that the midah of machloikis is a terrible, terrible midah. The midah of machloikis is a midah gruah ad ma'oid. It's not something that should be looked on very, very. Well, it's not something that should be laughed upon or looked on. People say we get machloikis here. What is mahaushtar machloikis? Mahaushtar machloikis is a place. How much it takes over how much lashon hara is involved, and what it does to a person, and it does to Klal Yisrael. And Reb Chaim Shmulevitz and the Shmuz Taka, he discusses this issue, and he teaches that L'mayis HaPid Ramban in Parash Nitzavim Ben Yesh Lachem Poirish Shoyresh Poirish Rosh V'lano, and we have a bad midah, the midah just develops and goes weiter and weiter by side. And if that midah is taka prevalent in that generation, so the children are afflicted, but they are clouded with that midah. And therefore, we have to say a big chiddush about this, that even though there are other midos rois, and avada, we say that there's an affliction by the parents, that the kids are afflicted with that midah ro also. But machlokes is something that cannot be stand for in Klal Yisrael. And the taich could be that out of the world, all the other midos, avada, it's a terrible thing. It's a midah ro of a machloikis, the midah of machloikis. That person is a baal machloikis. It's the total antithesis to the kiyum of Klal Yisrael. Because as we know, the metzias of Klal Yisrael is ki ish echad b'leiv echad. And the Mishkan, which well now they were rabbi Yalom al Mishkan Koirach. The dwelling place of Korach was around the Mishkan also. They dwelled around the Mishkan area now.
So Rashi says, talking at the beginning of the parasha, that in the sequence, in the order that they had made for the dwelling, Dosav Aviram and the Rashi Sanhedrin of Reuven were nearby Korach, and that's why they got swept over either the Rosh or the Shechina, says Rashi. Woe is to the Shochein who lives near somebody like that. And they got swept in to the Machloikis because of that. And they were also destroyed. But the story is, of course, they were saying a big zach, that Machloikis, we have to eradicate it so much that even the little kids have to be destroyed because of Machloikis. Is the side, because if there is Machloikis, if we have to meet at Machloikis in Klal Yisrael, there cannot be no Klal Yisrael. Because the existence of Klal Yisrael is only the Mokum that we have the Shechina. And we have the Shechina can only dwell when we're Ke'echot. When only Klal Yisrael is together, when there's a series of togetherness, then it's Shah, Vayibishu and Melech, Rosh Boko be the Melech over this Am. One Torah, as we mentioned before on Friday night, one Torah to one Am, Rosh Boko Giga, by one Paranes, the Tzias is all one this person. And the Moral says that's the Pshah, why the Pesach, everything is, it's cooked all together, whole, in one. That's the representative of the purpose of Pesach, was that we went out of Mitzrayim to come to Har Sinai to become one. Tzias is the oneness of the whole Pesach, represents the oneness of the Yibayin Shemayim. That's the Moral says. And the Avodah Zorah is the Hepuch. Everybody has their own Avodah Zorah. But it's one God. And to get that oneness, of course, we have to be one. And to be connected to our Kodesh, but we have to be one. And to become the Torah, which is one Torah, we have to be one. The more Machloik, Shal Yirva Machloik, be Yisro, we see the Morris as many times. There should be Machloikis. The more Machloikis, we try to make it as much as possible, there shouldn't be Machloikis. Because the more Machloikis, the more Pirut, the more disorientation, the more strife, the less Shaykhis to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu in the right way. That's what Machloikis is, fire. In any place, in any area, in any yeshiva, one of the things the Chofetz Chaim is to speak about is the Indian of Machloikis, how the Chofetz Chaim would stay to run away. To run away. And he always told people that better to run away from Machloikis, better not to win. Stay far away from Machloikis. Brings over here a Maisa of Zaychik. Ach, lach, is koyum is berushi, bishkaz tofrei sham ches. It's gone to Buran, actually, a home in the Sabra, a goyum, 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 a They wanted to get a new Chayav HaKadosh in Radin. And from that was going to be gone a big Machloikis. The Shabbos, Shosh HaTfilah, Chofetz Chaim got up on the Bima, Omer, Achim, Vuhu Ha'yeh Noisnen Li, Alofim Rubo, Alpayim Rubo, Sha'ovu Lidrosh, Lo Yisi Maske. And he said, Kanti, if you give me 2,000 rubles, a lot of money, I wouldn't be Maske. And he said, Kanti, V'chol Shor, Yikorali, every moment is precious, we said to Chofetz Chaim. But the Kesev, Lo Yisi Moichar Esmani, I wouldn't be ready to take the, no matter what amount of money for my taunts to the Hedek of Chofetz Chaim. Avro Roi Ani Hechon Lidrosh Lefneichem. Ani Nitzepo Yosem Mechamishim Shona Zog the Hedek of Chofetz Chaim, he had more than 50 years. Avro Ani Zoichas Kol HaYehudim Sha'amdu Ha'iti B'Beis HaKnes. I remember all the Jews that were together me in this Tzidi from Rad. Where are they today, sir? Nisharom hem racham atzevois the Beis HaKfaris. Where are all the Jews in Rad? Only the remnants of them is only found in the Beis HaKfaris, the matzevois, in the Beis HaKfaris. Many of you, he said, lo you oz ben anoy lodet, the rabbi who oz yilon, nimnim keizim askeinim, many of you are small kids now with the skin, halavai shekulonu narach yom, ava soy soy zarei kulon lavo lishom, zan tuchav etchaim, lamaisa, you see how dor oil with their bar, those who, I remember zan tuchav etchaim was older men, he died in 94, I remember the people, the old people in Rahman with me together, they're not here anymore. You who now don't remember them, but you would start off younger, and now you're old people already. I'll buy that we should have Rikus Yom to the Chavetz Chaim, but eventually everybody's going to go there. Everybody ends up in the grave. And we're going to have to give a din v'cheshbon on what we did in this world. We're going to be called for the judgment, and we're going to be asked to give a din v'cheshbon. Who came out from a room, he came out from it, took off from his precious time to give this drasha. And he said, you're going to give me all the money in the world. My time is more precious. But no, my boys. It's like you throw them down the drain. אני משוכנע שאם יהיו שם אז אימא סדין I'm convinced, he said, שאם יהיו שם אז אימא סדין you'll see the אימא סדין יתוף סוג בכל קש כדי לנות סו you'll grab anything you have to לנות סו ויום שאוי בן ירנו יהודי שם ישראל מהיר you'll say, listen, you'll get up there and you'll be so scared, you say, but we had a Jew in our city called ישראל מהיר שחושב ועשו תמל חום והוא לא הכל ושוסה They're going to say there was in our city a Jew named Yisrael Meir, and we hold the Chum, and he kept quiet. People are going to say, to get around, Jew are going to say, to get around the Meisah, oh, they're going to come to me with the aim of the Tfiyas of the Din, people are going to come to me with Rav, and say, listen, why are you about the Machloikas? What are you doing over here? Why are they going to do Chayva Kaddish and make Machloikas? They say, what are you talking about? We had a Jew in our city, who was a Talmud Chum, another Talmud Chum, who wrote the Mishri Brura, and he kept quiet. And then the Vaj became Shlo Taskiu Eshmi. Says, don't mention my name up there. Yishli Chavira Shali, I have my own peckle. Many your day, Echani Avra said, I don't know how I'm going to pass the din by Saz Bachavat Chai. Okay, Eruch Ola Kabal Achraya Shalach, I can't take the Achraya of Avras. Koyuch Kedei Advorim, Horat Kubechi, Bachavat Chai broke down with tears. Yuchol Gufo Hechalur Nipachad, His whole group started to shake in fear. So Chesbos and Nirash Gamakah, everybody got a spot from this. The Kibbol and Levatim Yad HaChev HaChadosha, and that made a new group, a new Chev HaKadisha. And Lamaisa, they made new Takonis, and everything went out the same. Chavetz Chaim said it was Kedah. And he should not even be involved in Machloikas, but they didn't know. He was in a city where there was maybe a Shtikol Machloikas, and he didn't say anything about it. It is for the din. How much in Shemayim, Kosh Baruch Hu, the Sonny HaMachloikis, the Moshe of Chazal, Vag Noi Melecho, Sonny HaMachloikis, Ma'ol of HaSholim, Rashi Parashish Noyach says that. Rashi Parashish Noyach says, unbelievable Zach, Rashi says, you have the Dor HaMabu, a boy saying, the Dor HaFlogger, but it's two generations of two different types of people that really sinned against the Kosh Baruch Hu. And we go around the room with the microphone and we ask everybody to give their opinion. We're not doing that. We say, Rabbosai, who would you say deserves more of a punishment to be wiped off the face of the earth? The people from the Mabul, they did their Averis, terrible Averis, Bali Taiva. And they were wiped out by a Mabul. But the Maisa, at the end of the day, the Ika Avera was Bein Adam. Did build on the Mokul, but it was a person, they had a taiva. They were involved in taivas, right? And they had a taiva do aveiros, different types of aveiros. They can control themselves. But the Torah says, but we got to wipe them off the face of the earth. But there was another group of people, and they had the parish of Noach Rabbeisa. They were called, everybody knew who they were? They were called the ones who built the Tower of Babel. The Dor HaPlugah, very good. The Dor HaPlugah, Rabbeisa. This Dor HaPlugah, everybody knows, they had an agenda, Rabbeisa. But their agenda wasn't just there. They wanted to build the highest tower, and what were they going to do on top of this tower? They thought they're going to build a tower that reaches the heavens, and they're going to go out and attack HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They went with weapons, Rabbeisai. They were going up, but they understood with the apikorsis to go ahead and attack HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what did Hashem do to them? You see, if he did that to the Dor HaMabul, he wiped them out the face of the earth. These people were coming to Mamish take vengeance against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's going to be with them? Zot Rashi. Rashi has the kasha. What's worse, the Dor HaMabul or the Dor HaPlugah? Look, Rashi, Eilu Pashu Yadu Ika. These people had their own timers. They just would talk about it, big body time, and they did terrible aveiros. They didn't go after the Ibrahim Shalom. And they went to Kavi Yochel, they went after the Ibrahim Shalom. To fight against them, make war against the Eilu Shalom. The Eilu Nishtafu, these people were wiped away with Mabul. The Eilu Lonetim and all, they weren't wiped off the earth. They don't have Chag Lom Habo. But the Mice weren't wiped off the earth. Hashem scattered them. Different the Medinas scattered them about. Elo Shador HaMabul Zot Rashi Hayu Gazlonim Vais Meriru V'Neihem. They fought with each other. Chach Nevd. The Eilu Hayu Norgan Av V'Reyes V'Neihem Shnem B'Sof Az V'Machodim L'Marita Shesonui HaMachloikes The God of Hashem. Sonui HaMachloikes The God of Hashem. God of Hashem. How much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Shalom HaKadosh. The most important thing in the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Yivorech is Amoy B'Shalom. Shalom is the most important thing. Hashem loves Shalom. Godol HaShalom HaKadosh. The Rambam at the end of Hilchos Chanukah says, after the Gemara in Shabbos Chof Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara says that if a person doesn't have a nair for the Menorah, and he doesn't have a nair for Shabbos, Rabbeisai. What does he use? He can't use both, because you're not allowed to have a nair for the nair. What does he use? And in Shabbos, you have to have a nair from it, because you have to, the whole purpose you light the candle is, what do you buy, Rabbeisai? You buy for Shabbos. Why? So up to Rambam, Shekol HaTorah Kula! Lashna Rambam, Shekol HaTorah Kula! Shekol HaTorah Kula! Shekol HaTorah Kula! Shekol HaTorah Kula! Who in shall shalom, shenema, to achea darche noyam, the wholeness of us as shalom. The whole purpose of the Torah is to make shalom, Rabbi Yisai. Today I want to say pshat, Rabbi Yisai. In the Gemara, it was a schaish for the pshat. Talmidei chachomim marvim shalom bo'olam, Rabbi Yisai. Shenema, v'chol bonayich. Everybody remembers the Gemara, the end of Brochus, the Chsam of Dalit. There are four places in Shas, Rabbi Yisai, finishes off with this Lashon. Everybody know the four places? Excellent.
Brachos.
Brachos, Mizarim.
Yivamos.
No, Brachos, Nida, Yivamos, and Krisos. Tomer doesn't think of that. Why these four Mesechta, Rabbi Yisai? Oysa is Banayach, so to go in. Lechol Banayach, Brachos, Nida, Yivamos, and Krisos. Going is mad, but the mice of Hoban Akhlu with the Hashem Rabshon and Benoyah. How did Benoyah, Rabshon Benoyah, how did Benoyah, El Boy Noyah? The Talmud of Hachom, Mabim Shalom Boyle, but how did Mabim Shalom Boyle, everybody said? What's that Talmud of Hachom, Mabim Shalom? So you can say Pajab Shah, Talmud Chacham is a good person, he works on his Midois, and the Mela through that. But I once want to say Pshah, the previous Rambam, it just was Chash this year, that the Rambam says, that the whole Torah is in Yonah Shalom. everything in Torah, the ways of the Torah, Hashem made the Torah. So those who delve into the Torah and are mechadish in the Torah, what are they doing? It says they're adding more shalom to the oil, because if the whole Torah is shalom, so the more you mechadish in Torah, that means the more you bring it to light. Bringing it from shalom, the more shalom in the world. The Talchomi, he deciphers the Torah for us. And the Torah means he sees the shalom. So they're ma'arim shalom ba'olam. The more the mechadish in Torah, the more they bring out from Torah. It's ma'arim shalom ba'olam. Because Torah is the Matthias of shalom, Rabbi Yisrael. And that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Torah for, that we should be shalom. And it only can exist in the matter of shalom. And the world was created for Torah. So if this machloikas is the steer to the purpose of the world, Kodesh Baruch Hu is echot, he wants the world to be echot. Therefore, we have machloikas. There's no purpose. The world has no existence. There's no purpose for the existence. The Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world to be shalom. Or he says, shalom b'mroim aviyas, shalom aleinu. Al kol Yisrael, there should be shalom. Why? How is that through Torah, which is shalom? And Torah is the purpose of the Briah. So those who stand in antithesis to those that stand on the opposite side of the fence, where about the machloik is, they're steer to the creation of the Briah. They're steer to what the Briah was made for. Therefore, they have to be removed from the Briah of Yisrael. They have to be swallowed up from the Briah. And therefore, they cannot exist. And therefore, even their children, who the mice, the Matthias is, the family has it, the children are going to have it, they also have to be taken out. Because that neither cannot exist in Klal Yisrael. This is something that we have to know all in our lives of Yisrael. Many times the opportunities for machloikas, the differences between roommates, in marriages, in any relationships, in shuls, in yeshivas, in the yeshivas, the machloikas destroys yeshivas. Baruch Hashem, even when I left the yeshiva Torah Or, it was b'shalom, it was all done, it was yatzis, and there was no machloikas whatsoever. No machloikas whatsoever. No machloikas involved. I felt there was a need for certain things, nothing else. I said, okay, you do it over there, I'll do it like this. Mommy, that'll show it. So much so that the first few months Torah Or was involved with the yeshiva. They supported the yeshiva. No machloikas over here. There's a difference of opinion who had to work with certain guys. There was no machloikas, such a show, no fighting and no screaming, not one screaming or yelling or anything like that. Because Sonny had machloikas, we're going to Hashem. And the more a person could make show, that's what the Baruch Hu wants of us. The more Torah we learned, it's the Mar B'Shalom and Bogin. Be'ez Hashem b'schus zeh. Shem b'zirch da Hashem yivorech z'am l'Hashem.